You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
$10,000 in student loan forgiveness. You heard right. It was just announced that that is coming very soon. It's going to be unrolled by the White House, and it applies to millions of Americans. So I'm going to break down not only the forgiveness portion, but also the possibility of getting money you've already paid for student loans refunded back to you. So stick around. You're not going to want to miss this. So you heard right. It was announced that $10,000 in student loans would be forgiven for federal student loans. And there's even the possibility, the details like aren't actually out yet, of you asking your lender to give you back payments that you've already made so that you could get back money if you like basically owe less than $10,000. So I'm gonna kind of just answer some frequently asked questions, break it down for you, but real quick, don't forget to drop a like for this video. Also, I just opened up access to our private Discord server. Feel free to ask me a ton of questions there. It is very active and we would love to have you. All right, to break it down plain and simple, if you owe student loans, federal student loans, and make less than $125,000 per year, then the federal government is going to forgive up to $10,000. Now, if you are married, you file your taxes, you know, married jointly, and you have a household income of $250,000 or less, then your household could receive up to $20,000 of federal student loan forgiveness. And that's not all. Sometimes people, especially like who apply for federal aid and have a lower income, can get something called a Pell Grant. And if you got one, I can talk about like where you can look it up to make sure you got one. They're actually gonna forgive for single people up to $20,000 of federal student loans for you. And if you are married, filing jointly, up to $40,000 if you are underneath that income threshold and had the Pell Grant. Now, one thing I want to note is that those income-driven repayments require that you actually like submit and certify your income. So there's been a pause on federal payments and interest. So many people, maybe all the way since 2019, 2020, 2021, haven't actually certified their income. Therefore, after January 2023, when everything starts to be explained and there's more details, be prepared to verify your income, just using like your taxes, for at least 2020 or 2021. And it looks like they're gonna use the lesser of the two to determine how much of that federal student loan, if you hit that income threshold or below. But please understand that the White House has made announcements and press releases, press statements, but we are a little foggy on the details right now. Now, moving on, I have a friend out there who is a high income earner, and his wife has just finished school, is in a pretty good paying job, under $125,000 though, and she has so many student loans, you know, tens of thousands, close to $100,000. So if you are married filing separately, typically what happens is that they look at the income of the spouse who has the loans. So it is sometimes advantageous to file that way, especially if you're doing that income-driven repayment plan, or you're looking to get some like, public service forgiveness. And in this case, get up to that $10,000 or even $20,000 forgiven. Also, it doesn't appear to have any sort of employment requirement. So for those of you who are currently in school or you're taking courses, so long as you have student loans, and of course you meet the income limits, it appears that this could apply to you. Now, some of the things we definitely know and some of the things we still need questions answered on are like, if I take out a loan right now, can I just like get $10,000 for free? No, they already passed that cutoff date. It was the end of June 2022. And honestly, I don't know if you get to pick and choose, like, oh, my highest interest rate, please forgive that one. That would make a lot of sense. We just don't know the details of that yet, but be thinking strategically like that. Now, I'll leave a link down below where you can, number one, sign up to be notified when the portal opens up for the federal forgiveness. And I will also leave a link down below to studentaid.gov. If you need to look up like who your current lender is, you know, like what's the state of your loans, especially if you haven't made payments in a while because you didn't have to, it would be a good idea to sign up for an account. I'll flash it on the screen right now. This website appears pretty user-friendly. I did try to sign up for an account, but however, I don't have any current student loans. I did, but I've paid those off. And it was a little glitchy for me personally. I'm sure they'll make improvements. It kept asking me to like log back in, verify like my, you know, two-factor authentication. Anyway, you know, please, I think it's a good idea if you sign up for one just so you can kind of know the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, the how. Now, here's the exciting part. It does sound like it is possible for you to get a refund if you've made any payments during 2020, 2021, and into 2022. You see, it was actually a pretty smart idea if you made payments when there was a freeze, starting March of 2020, because you were making principal only payments. You know, there was no interest and, you know, you didn't have to make payments, but if you go, oh, well, everything's gonna go towards principal, I'll pay this down faster. That was actually kind of smart. However, let's say you have only, let's say like $6,000 left in federal student loans, and they're gonna forgive up to $10,000. Well, over the course of the past year, year and a half, you've paid something like, let's just use round numbers, $4,000 off, okay? Well, you can actually contact your lending provider and request a refund. Now, just to be clear, this doesn't apply to like private loans, neither does the forgiveness. There's a few loans that this doesn't apply to, but most federal ones it does. So how you request a refund for these student loan payments? It's actually kind of simple. You just have to get in touch with your loan servicer, but you probably don't know who that is, especially if you haven't made payments in 2 years. So again, I'll leave a link down below to that federal website where you can look up your loan servicer, get in touch with them, and request a refund. Quick break from the show to talk about travel. That's right. Everyone's asking me if we have any trips planned, and I always reply yes because my family has buy one, get one free flights with Southwest Airlines. It's no secret, but not too long ago, I wrote an ebook on how to earn the Southwest Airlines Companion Pass. This gets you and a companion the ability to fly on Southwest Airlines for up to 2 years with buy one, get one free flights. As always, I'm sharing this with you, my loyal podcast listeners, 100% for free. So check out the link in the show notes to download a free copy of the ebook and learn how to travel the world using points and miles today. Over the past year, I've helped thousands of businesses get back millions of dollars because of a federal program called the Employee Retention Credit, ERC. Now it's your turn. I need your help to spread the word to other business owners you know and in your community. That's right, Forbes.com estimates that over 80% of business owners are good candidates for ERC, but still did not know about this program. Well, the good folks at the ERC Specialists have an affiliate program. By signing up, you can help educate other business owners about the Employee Retention Credit, help them get this life-changing money, and earn yourself a commission. It's win-win for all of us. If you're interested in helping, then check out my link in the show notes to sign up. All right, now back to the show. Okay, a couple of key takeaways. It looks like federal student loan forgiveness is going to finally become a reality. This is going to impact millions of Americans, ones that have, you know, $10,000 in student loan debt, ones that have $50,000 and above. Some people might think this is controversial. However, it is signed into law, and I'm just sharing the information with you on how you can get access to it. And hopefully, if you've made some payments and are entitled to like a refund, you could actually get back not only the money you've already paid, but also the full amount of forgiveness available to you. And I would like to give a shout out to my interview with Andrew Paulson. He is from studentloanadvice.com. He gives you a consultation that can help you kind of navigate these waters, not only of refunds, forgiveness, public service, especially if you also have private loans. It's probably the best, like, you know, couple hundred bucks you'll ever spend. So I'll leave a link down below in the description to him. And I will also leave a link right here to my interview. All right. Hopefully you found this valuable. Leave me a comment down below. And if you're new to the channel, please don't forget to hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right. As always, I'm Rich. And until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you liked the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.